This is the EPL show. I've got Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, me. I'm your host, Ben Johnson. We are going to delve into the realms of flat earthers again. A lot's gone on since the last time we done the original flat earth show. For people who haven't heard it, it's been on it's been retweeted this morning, I think, by the main Twitter page. So have a listen prior to this. But effectively, it was us three this time last year, bar one day, I think. No, actually, it was this time. It was literally today
it was
that we recorded. It was the day after the game.
Really? Is that right?
This time last year, probably around the same actual time, having what can only be described as a bit of a breakdown, and then group therapy session, if I remember rightly. You've listened to it back, haven't you, this morning, Colby?
I have, yeah. It's mad that it was a year today.
A year today, which is berserk. So, loads of people have listened to it, loads of people have commented on it, but if you don't know, basically, the premise of the show was we spoke about the Flat Earth group. The very start of the show, there's a Flat Earth group, there's a documentary on Netflix about it, and they carry out a couple of experiments to prove that the Earth is indeed flat. During the course of the series, you know, both experiments, which cost them considerable sums of money, prove something otherwise, which is a bit of a blow. And it leads to the sort of main, one of the main fellas in the show saying the following: say you lose faith in this thing, what then happens to my personal relationships? What's the benefit for me doing that? Will the mainstream people welcome me back? No, they couldn't care less. But now I have lost all my friends in this community, it becomes a question of identity. Who am I in this world? And how can I define myself through this struggle? And effectively what followed after we spoke about that was us three referencing that, feeling similar thoughts about why on earth we are doing, running our lives through football, effectively, to such an extent, given the situation at the time. At Liverpool are just being walloped by Barcelona 3-0. I think Vinny Kompany had just slapped one in the top bin against Leicester in the last 5 minutes to make it look like the league was never going to be won. Liverpool were the best team you've ever seen in your life, and we're going to end up the season trophyless. And you know, we're sort of sitting here the other day thinking, there's a lot of parallels. Let's have another delve into it. Before we get into what's going on now, I just want to see, because there's a lot happened, obviously, since this time last year. So I just want to sort of pick up from where we left off. I'll start with you, Neil. You didn't go the second leg of the Barcelona game for circumstances sort of out of your control.
There was a concern I might have had a heart attack.